I think it's the drama lesson during my, I think, secondary school. I think it's like year three, somewhat, because it's for my school, it's very rare that we have some interactive learning exercise or activities, because it's a very traditional school and the teachers tell us and then we receive the knowledge. And through that drama experience, and I think it's a foreign teacher comes to our schools to lead us to do some play or some role play or some other games. And that is memorable for me because it's special and it's fun. And it's, I think we can learn, especially practice our oral English better than normal English lessons.
So how often did you have this drama lesson?
I think at most twice during my secondary school life.
Okay,
Not very much.
so what kind of play or story did you work on?
I don't remember the exact plot, but that is a drama about a giant coming to the village and the villagers, the reaction of the villagers.
Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
I don't very often read English books, but due to my major, I now do so much English reading. And my memorable English reading experience also come from my major. It's about a case that a group of siblings trying to scramble for the estates of the father, which is very similar to the TV dramas. Yeah, so I think this is memorable because it's just like what we are watching in our daily life.
So, when you were studying secondary school, did you have to read some books and then do some book reviews?
Yes, every month we have to submit the reading report, but students have so many methods to avoid reading the books to do the reading report, so I don't really read many English books. Like, I just read the introduction and then flip through it and then I start writing.
So, why don't you read more books?
Because I think it's for a native Cantonese speaker or Chinese user, it is more difficult to understand the English books. So actually, I read many Chinese books, but not many in English.